Dad!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Howdy, baby Tone.
That over there is Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, Tone.
He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Not bad.
Mitt, how you doing back here, pal?
Hey, doing really good, Tony.
How you doing? Good?
Yeah, I'm doing real good.
Southside cash last night, right?
Southside, yeah. They're hot. They've won the last four.
Southside cashed. Patriots cashed.
Reds came home.
Patriots cashed easily. Under was a... You know what? I forget every goddamn year why I bet the under, and then I was reminded last night.
Off.
Dude, it's the best sweat out there.
No, dude, it's the absolute worst thing to watch of all time. Watching
the
just
best
bad
sweat
football
out there, dude.
Bad football.
Oh, just because defense is... It's defense means it's bad football?
No, bad quarterback play means bad football.
Nah.
Nick Mullins looked like an absolute idiot last night, and he is 100% the reason the over did not cash.
Now, the reason why the over didn't cash was the Eagles could not stop the Patriots, and then the Patriots were going down to score another one, and the Patriots running back fumbled. And that was awesome. That was a lifesaver. And then the Eagles had a chance down the other side. And yes, Nick Mullins did throw an interception, which did seal the game. And that was awesome. You know what wasn't awesome?
Billy fucking Woodruff.
Billy fucking Woodruff.
I mean,
Brewers up 4-1, top five. Sorry, bottom five, top five.
He should have been taken out, though. Like, there was no need to leave that guy out there to dry. He should have.
He gave up five in the fifth.
The writing was on the wall. The number four guy was up.
It shouldn't happen with Billy Wood. He's a guy.
He's not.
He's a guy.
He's not a guy.
He's a guy.
You let a pitcher go through the lineup that third time or second time or whatever, and you see he's getting lit up. You just can't leave him out there to dry. And then he gave up another one. After that one, to go up 5-4, he gave up back-to-back.
That was a tough one. You still had a good night, right?
Yeah, Pat's hit, flexing hit, so it was 3-1 yesterday.
Oh, that'll take.
That'll do.
That'll do.
That'll do.
Obviously, I had the under Pats and then that fucking Brewers game. Yeah, if the Brewers come home, show sweep.
Clean sweep.
Show sweep. AJ broke the phones. They're not working right now, so.
Oh, no.
My apologies.
Oh, no.
AJ was a goddamn bull in the China shop on Pat's show today, so.
Yeah, he always is.
We're going to have to get that. We're going to have to get that fixed. PGA update.
Fucking.
Rahm is still in the lead. Back-to-back rounds. Tony Fee.
Tony Fina! Tony Fina!
Went low today. He's minus 11. He's in second. JT's minus 10. He's in third, tied with Keith Mitchell. What happened to fucking Higgsy this morning?
He's cooking, dude.
He was cooking. And he kind of fell off, huh?
Nah.
Where is he at? He's minus 3.
Yeah. He's in the mix.
Casual 9 shots back.
He was minus 6 for a second there. He was like 2 back
around.
You
fucking texted me this morning, pumped. Last night, I'm not saying it's going to hit because it's not hitting right now. I don't know if it's still up there. So JT was minus 8. The closest American was minus 5.
Yeah.
And I got JT at plus 125 to be the lowest American through the tournament. So I took that last night. He's not currently right now because Finau's also American. But, you know, if you check sometimes late night, there's some lines out there that you can find.
I've been telling you this, Tony.
I was like, yo, JT, 3 strokes ahead.
Every
plus
night.
Plus one, plus money. It's not hitting right now, but
every night before you go to bed, do yourself a favor. Just
fucking scroll through the book.
Just hop on that FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Fucking scroll through the book.
Have a look. You'll find a couple gems, my friend.
Well, there was yesterday when I was driving home, it was live round leader to win the first round. And it was JT was already at minus 8. He had already finished this round. And Rahm was minus 8. Going into 18, one hole left, and I got JT at plus money there because, and then they split obviously because they tied. But there's some stuff out there sometimes.
Keep looking, my friend.
Yeah, if you really just be on there all the time if you want to make some money.
There you go.
Okay, so phones are down. Maybe I'll look at the chat every once in a while. So we'll see if anything's going on in there. Nothing right now. We got baseball.
Yeah, fucking boatload.
Oh, hold on. Let's get this over. Let's see if there's.
There is.
Man, have you seen this? Oh, wait.
Are you talking about the first sure bet of the weekend?
Yeah, yeah. But before I do that, because I have missed quite a few of these. You might think that we are constantly slamming tall boys. We're not, though. Those right there? That right there? That's not tall boys. That's fucking delicious H2O. Ooh. Although we may have a booze hound or two. Mitt?
Yeah. Guilty or is two. Charged.
Or Gumpy.
No.
Not me. The tall boys are actually delicious mountain spring water from the Alps.
Hell yeah.
From the Alps, my friend. We're constantly murdering our thirst with the best water brand on the planet, Liquid Death. Liquid Death.
What?
Liquid Death.
Wada.
Wada. And guess what they do?
What do they do?
10% of their proceeds go to stopping plastic pollution.
Come on.
No more trash island for them.
Smart.
There's nothing quite like iced mountain water out of a cold can.
Hell yeah.
Get free shipping on all water and merch at liquiddeath.com/don.
Don.
At DAHN. That's liquiddeath.com/don. Or go to 7-Eleven or Whole Foods. You get there too. There you go, Bruce. You're welcome. Okay. Now we get into automatics. And it's a big one this week. Jared Cannonier. Jerry Cannons. To win by KO, TKO versus Kevin Gastelman. Fucking Gassy and Cannons. Fighting to the death. You think Jerry Cannons is going to get a KO, TKO versus Gassy? From +195 to +250.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Jerry Cannons. By KO or TKO?
Either one.
Tony, if this doesn't hit, I will give you the shirt off my back.
Here's the thing. I know it's going to hit.
I can't believe they keep rolling these out there.
Can you believe this, Mitt?
I cannot believe you guys are just calling this guy Tony.
I said Jerry Cannons, dude. What are you talking about?
Is that not what Gump said?
No.
Oh. I thought that's... My bad. I thought that's what he said. I thought he called him by the wrong name.
You were supposed to watch him today. Whoa. Hey, you were supposed to watch him today.
I told you. I was with him until this week. He was fucking...
Whoa. He was really becoming a human being.
This week, he is...
I tried.
After Monday, Tuesday, I threw in the towel. I said, you know what, kid? If you're not going to listen, you're on your own. You got to figure this one out.
Figure it out, Mitt.
Because I ain't tying to that ship.
Nor should you.
No.
You know, we try to help this kid as much as we can.
I got Jackson to worry about.
Jackson. Shout out Jackson. Easy under hit last night.
Of course.
Kid's a savant.
Yeah.
Mitt. 10 years older than Jackson. And he is 10 years older than you in maturity. You think Jackson would be in here with his lips wrapped around a bong all day? Getting too high to do shows of our friends? I mean, is he going to speak for himself?
Maybe, dude. I don't know what Jackson does. Jackson gambling at 12.
Oh, you classic, son of a bitch.
Classic turn the blame away from himself.
Jay, mute him.
Ha-ha, Jay's not here. I'm in charge of the mics.
Fuck off, dude. Jerry Cannons to win by KO, TK.
Yeah, lock it up.
I don't know how we feel about this, because it's basically UFC. Manny Pacquiao to win by points or decision versus Jordanus Ugas.
I do worry about Pacquiao.
He is 60 years old.
Hey.
Yeah, bro, he's not knocking anybody.
I'm not going to take that one, because we got the lock on. What did you just say?
Pacquiao's not knocking anybody out right now.
That man is the president of a country.
Yeah. Okay. I never count out Pacquiao.
I can't count out Pacquiao. I think he's going to win. I'm taking that boost. Let's go. Okay.
Have you seen the other boost?
What do you got?
The Liberty to beat the Storm. Have you seen it? Plus 320 to plus 400?
I mean,
you seen it?
It was already plus 320 for a reason, Tony.
Yeah.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that the Storm are a fucking wagon.
Yeah. All right. Dude. Whatever.
You bet against the Storm on your own accord, my friend.
Okay. I'm just saying if you saw it. Okay.
Chase Elliott's finishing the top three of the Fires Keepers Casino 400.
I don't even have that boost.
Oh, it's NASCAR.
No, I know what it is, dude.
It's going to hit.
That's a good boost. All right, let's get into some shit. How's that sound? Is that okay with you?
Let's get into some ball, my friend.
There's a live baseball game going on. No, I'm sure no one bet that one.
Cubs winning again.
2-2, middle five. Ooh, so
barn burner.
So
barn burner.
Unless Cubs score in the bottom fifth, there will be a push for the first five. Okay. We'll call this probably favorite Friday for me.
Yeah, we'll call it Freestyle Friday. Bet the board.
Freestyle favorites Friday.
Bet the board.
Took a lot of big favorites today.
Yeah, me too.
Which I don't like doing.
Nah, but this is where we're at. But
that's what baseball is right now.
This is where we're at.
Max Fried versus Keegan Aiken. Let's get it started. Max Fried's been fucking dealing.
Yeah.
He has gone six innings, give up one earned run. Six innings, give up one earned run. Six innings, give up no runs.
Yeah. Four earned runs in his last four. 25 innings pitch. Keegan Aiken, 0-7, 8.13. Braves first half. Come on.
I also took the Braves, but I went full game.
Ooh.
Give me all the bats. Give me all the bats you can get. Braves first half. Or sorry, full game minus 1.5. Okay?
Yep.
This is going to get ugly. Charlie Barnes versus Nestor Cortez Jr. Also on this one as well. Give me Yankees minus 1.5 full game. Cortez actually not pretty bad. Not bad.
2.55 ERA, one earned last time out.
Actually, you know what? Friend of the show. Sportsbook Consigliere.
Yep.
Dave Sherapin. Friend of the show.
Yep.
Sent me a
The Dodgers Yankees parlay.
Yeah, for the sixth day in a row, the Dodgers and Yankees won on the same day. So, Yankees and Dodgers, fucking two teamers, have been cashing. And sportsbooks, not happy about it. So, to start the day, I'm on the Yanks and Braves. You as well?
Yeah.
You doing first five?
Yeah.
Okay. Tyler Alexander versus Robbie Ray. This is not a big... this is a big favorite that I could not let.
Yeah, I'm not touching this one.
Look at us.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Can't trust them.
Nah.
Can't trust the Blue Jays right now.
Yeah, it feels like they're scuffling a bit.
They are scuffling a little bit. Angels at Cleveland.
Nah.
Jaime Barilla versus Ham Hankas. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. A game that's the odds are actually close. A game where it's two contenders. A game where it's Lucas Giolito versus Michael Wacha. I took Southside.
Yeah.
White Sox. You're on Southside too?
First five money line.
I took, let me see here.
Giolito's last three on the road, one earned run in each game. Michael Wacha, his last three, 18 earned runs. Give me the White Sox.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Southside.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm taking White Sox first five money line.
Yeah.
Did you read off? Sorry, I was looking at my bets. Did you read off Walker's stats recently?
Yeah, 18 earned runs last three.
They haven't been great.
Giolito on the road, one earned run in each start. So
Giolito's road stats have been good.
Yep.
Miami at Cincinnati. Hernandez versus Sonny Gray. I stayed away from this one. I can't trust the Reds right now.
I'm taking the Reds. I'm it's Operation Fade the Marlins. I don't give a shit.
I get that. That makes sense. Shit.
I'm riding it.
That makes sense. Dane Dunning versus Chris Sale. I couldn't do it.
No. I mean,
it's too big of a price.
Yeah. First half results, minus 180. I'm never laying minus 1.5. I mean, if the Sox lose this fucking game, they came out and said, oh, well, it's the front office's fault if we don't make the playoffs. A little late now. Should have got fucking Scherzer, dude.
Could have got Scherzer.
Could have got anybody for the get Kimbrel. Like, you knew the Red Sox were overachieving, and you should have rewarded them with fucking guys. I mean, I know they got Schwarber, but you needed more than that.
Seattle at Houston, you side Kikuchi, your guy, versus Lance McCullers Jr. I'm staying away.
Kikuchi's last two on the road, 11 innings pitch, one earned run.
Okay.
I'll take the Mariners plus a half, first five.
Patrick Corbin versus Brett Anderson. This one I am on. As I said, it's Favorites Friday. I will lay the 1.5 with the Brewers. Oh, you don't like that.
I'm not in love with Brett Anderson.
Guess who I'm not in love with?
I always think that Corbin's going to show up just because he was so good at one point.
Just listen to what he...
Yeah, I know.
He has given up in a row. 6 earned runs, 5 earned runs, 4 earned runs, 4 earned runs, 4 earned runs, 6 earned runs, 5 earned runs. Those are all in a row. There's not one good game in there. I'm not saying by some miracle, he doesn't come out today and pitch a good game. It's possible, but he hasn't shown that ability recently. And Brett Anderson did give up 6 in his last start, so I like guys coming off of that.
All right.
I don't like... Tyler Gilbert versus Austin Gomer. Tyler Gilbert, no hitter in his first start, huh?
Yep.
I'll take the Rockies.
Yeah, this line was just too rich for me. I'm not going to lay Rockies first half result at -170 with fucking Gomer pile on the mound.
You're not taking it?
Nah, I'm good.
So I laid the 1.5 full game, got it even money.
Yeah.
Alex Wood versus James Kapralian.
Yeah.
What side are you on this?
A's at home plus a half.
I'm staying away. I didn't like either side.
Wood was good his last time out, but other than that, he has been scuffling a bit. I mean, I think you're getting the better pitcher at home plus a half. I like the A's here.
Carlos Carrasco versus Walker Buehler.
Yeah. Come on.
Buehler.
What are we doing?
Come on.
Buehler. Yeah. Last 7, he's gone at least 6. 2 earned runs or less.
It's been awesome.
Carrasco's last 2.3, 10 earned runs.
Yeah, hasn't been great.
No. Take Dodgers first half result.
And then the last game of the night, Philly, San Diego, Matt Moore, Blake Snell. I'm not taking it.
I'm taking the Padres first half.
Okay.
And we did miss Pirates cards.
Oh, we did. Mitch Keller and Miles Mikolas.
Yeah, this is...
you on one of these?
Mikolas.
You're on.
You back from injury. Players. This is just fade Keller situation here. Okay. So I'll take cards first off.
Okay, so let's read through the bets. I have full game, Braves -1.5. Yankees -1.5. Full game as well. White Sox, first 5, money line.
South side.
Or I may take a 1.5 full game because it's +130. I don't know yet. Well, White Sox. Brewers -1.5 full game. Rockies -1.5 full game. And Dodgers -1.5 full game. That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Braves first half result. Yankees first half result. Reds first half result. White Sox first 5 money line. Mariners first 5 +0.5. Cardinals first half result. Athletics first 5 +0.5. Padres first half result. Dodgers first half result.
One of those ones, huh?
I mean, I just...
Hey, I hear you, dude.
That's like 6 first half results. I mean, you're gonna get burned on those at some point.
I know.
You have to.
I know. Trust me, I know.
But let it eat on Friday.
All right, let's do preseason.
Hey, Tony, before we get into preseason, you know I love my parlays.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, we got Southside first 5 money line. It's hit the last 4 games. And getting into the NFL here, I personally heard a little birdie say that the Chiefs were playing a lot of the starters all through the first half. I'm taking the Chiefs -3.5, parlay it +229.
Okay, good bet. It's not a little birdie. Andy Reid has come out and said that they're going to play in the first half.
Yeah, Big Red Bird.
Big Red Andy. Let's get into that. Chiefs -3.5. Cardinals +3.5 at home. Over under 41. Chiefs, it has come out that the starters are most likely going to play the whole first half. Cardinals, Kyler Murray is going to play. I don't know how much. I didn't like it, so I stayed away from it altogether.
Yeah, I just don't think the Chiefs starters are going to play a whole first half.
Yeah, right?
It just does not make sense to me. I don't know. I'm probably wrong, but that just...
There's normally in regular season, there's a game where the starters will play a half, and it's weird now with three games. Now there's 2 weeks off from the last game to the start of the season, so you don't know what you're going to get. But I stayed away. I just... Too many unknowns for me in this one.
Yeah.
This next one. Bengals, Washington football team. It's -5.5. It opened -3. Do I love laying the 5.5?
Definitely not.
I don't, but I'm going to.
All right.
I'm going to take the Washington football team. I don't love it, but I'm going to do it. No Burrow. Washington football team. Here's the risky part. No news that I've seen on what they're doing. But I mean, they got a place. Kyle Allen's good. Heineke's good. Fitzpatrick, obviously. I just like their defense. And if they do play starters, like the Bengals' weakness the last few years has been O-line and Chase Young and that D-line versus them versus no Burrow. I'll take the Washington football team in this one.
There you go.
Tomorrow, Bills at Bears. Bills, Trubisky starting the Bears. Dalton's going to get some more time. Then obviously I think Justin Fields is fine. He had a little injury in the week, but I think he's okay.
He's playing?
I think he is. Did you hear otherwise?
I don't know. I haven't heard an update since they said he tweaked his groin.
I'm not touching the game either way.
Yeah, I'm good.
But you know that Josh Allen's not playing. A lot of people are on this one. Jets, Packers. Jets, Salah said starters are going to get 1-2 drives. Packers, it's going to be Ben Kurt pretty much the whole game, I believe.
Poof.
Because Love is not playing and Rodgers is not playing. 2.5 is the line on that one. I don't like it. I'm staying away.
I would take Packers here.
Okay.
Just for the simple reason of one quarterback possibly playing the whole game. Not like that did anything for Flacco. I guess Flacco didn't play the full game, but no. Yeah, I would lean Packers here.
Okay. Falcons at Dolphins.
Yeah.
I lean.
What is this?
So five. Yeah. They must know that I have not seen any news on the Falcons.
No.
At all.
They got dog walked first game.
And they got fucking dog walked. I haven't seen if Matt Ryan's playing. I haven't seen anything like that. And they did dual practices. So a lot of times when they do dual practices, the starters don't play a lot. Tua and Brissett potentially going. Because of the no idea with Falcons, I'd lean Dolphins here because Falcons look so bad in the opener.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, Dolphins look good first half against the Bears and kind of fell off a cliff. I imagine it'll be more of the same after Jacoby, right?
Yeah. Ravens and Panthers. Ravens at Panthers. Ravens going for 18-game win streak to tie the Packers for the longest preseason win streak of all time. They're 3.5-point favorites on the road. McSorley and Lamar, pretty sure both are out.
Is Darnold playing?
Darnold will go a series or two, they said. I may take the 3.5 here.
Yeah, it feels like the play with P.J. Walker slinging it around.
Darnold.
But then you're PJ, also betting against...
You like Will Greer.
The Ravens streak.
You are betting against the Ravens streak. No, he's got a cover.
I would lean 3.5 here, Tull.
Getting.
Yeah, yeah.
Me too. Lions at Steelers. No Goff.
No Goff?
No Goff. MCDC said no Goff. A few of the other starters definitely aren't playing.
6.5?
Yeah. Ben is playing. Ben's going to get a series or two. And then it's obviously going to be Mason or Dewey. I don't know who's coming in after.
Give it to fucking Dewey, dude.
So that's why it's 6.5. You can't take the Lions.
No. Absolutely not.
I'm not saying to take the Steelers, but I wouldn't take the Lions.
Yeah. You taking the unders in any of these?
I'm going to look. I do have it somewhere. I'll pull it up here somewhere. Titans and Bucks. Bucks, no starters. They played them last week. They're not playing them this week. Titans, I couldn't find anywhere if the starters are playing or not. So I'm going to stay away from that one.
Yeah, I'm good, Tony.
Texans at Cowboys, obviously no Dak. And Texans, I couldn't find anything on. Fuck this game.
I would lean Texans.
Well, they played well against Packers.
Yeah, just because I think the Texans are trying to figure out who they are.
True.
And I don't know, like, DiNucci starting or Gary Glitter.
Could be Gary Glitter.
Right. Da-da-da-da-da. What do you got?
Hey!
On, what do you got on this?
You just laying Cowboys, obviously, because you're a mutt.
Well, you know what? I think I can take preseason out of my fanhood because Ben DiNucci and Gary Glitter fucking stink.
Okay. What about Cooper Rush?
I like Cooper. Honestly, I like Cooper Rush. I think he's cool. I hope they keep him.
Very cool. Colts at Vikings. Vikings will be playing the starters some. Jesus, why can't I think? Zimmer said they need some positive to happen after last week where they played no starters. So he's looking for some positive stuff happen there.
Ellinger's Colts, starting?
Yeah, I believe Reich said Ellinger's going to get a half.
Yeah, I'll take
with starters.
I'll take Colts plus 2.5. Okay. I thought Ellinger looked good.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he made a lot of plays with his legs, yeah. But I like him more than Eason personally.
Vangio, this is Broncos, Seahawks minus 5.5. Broncos are on the road.
Teddy starting, or are they doing lock?
I believe Teddy's starting with starters. Defense is also going to have starters. And then Drew will come in with the twos, I believe. But then Seattle, I haven't seen anything. Lean Denver here, obviously. I think that Denver's the only side you could take.
Absolutely.
Vegas, minus 6.5 on the road against the Rams. No Stafford, obviously. McVay does not give a fuck about the preseason. Gruden does.
You're going to trot out Peterman full game again? Or is Mariota good to go?
I bet Carr could fucking play. This is one of those where if you're going to take a side, even though it's a lot.
Preseason Raiders, baby.
Preseason Just Raiders.
Just win, baby.
Giants at Browns. I couldn't find anything on this game. It was hard for some of these games to find. These are Sunday, though, so they haven't had to say anything about it yet. I think who's the Browns? Stefanski said, like, I want to see how things go Friday and Saturday in practice, and then I'll decide if I want to play the starters. So that's a wait and see there.
There you go.
Niners at Chargers. Chargers aren't playing, obviously, quarterback.
Lance starting again?
Could. Oh, Trey, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen either of these because these are on Sunday. So.
Yeah.
More information, we'll talk about these. And then Monday, we have Jags and Saints.
Ooh, so Monday Nighter?
That hasn't come out yet. Hold on, let me look up, because I did put like a parlay together just for fun of these. And I couldn't remember what it was going through the list. I took the under in, let's see here, Cincy and Washington, I took the under, 35. I just figured Washington football team's defense is good. Falcons and Dolphins, I took the under. Falcons didn't score shit in game one. There's my angle there. Steelers and Lions, I took the under. Not a lot of faith in the Lions offense. Titans at Tampa, I took the under just because I didn't know what the fuck was going on and Tampa doesn't have starters gone.
Yeah.
And then Broncos and Seattle, I took the under. I didn't know what Seattle was going to be rolling out there.
There you go.
And then obviously I parlayed all the unders.
Have to. Criminal not to.
And then for games, I took Bears. I don't like that. I did take the Panthers plus the 3 and then Broncos and Raiders.
Might take the Fins.
Why not? It's preseason.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
Hey, we didn't have a lot of picks there, but we gave all the information we had.
There you go.
That's all we had to do. Did we miss any boosts?
Just Mitt's NASCAR one.
Oh, yeah, we did. Oh, Chris Sale and Giolito each record 7-plus strikeouts, plus 140. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. We'll be back on Monday. Gumpy, as always, will tweet out his footy picks for this weekend.
Yes, sir.
If I do anything baseball this weekend, probably won't.
I'll tweet out soccer and baseball Saturday, Sunday. We'll see. If I get blasted on these 14 footy games on Saturday, I'll still put my picks out Sunday, but just it's the start of the season. Give me a break.
Yeah. I probably won't do any baseball this weekend. I will probably look at those preseason games on Sunday since more information will be out. I think it's it. Hey, good week.
It's a good week.
Good week. Mitt, good week.
Yeah, good week.
Yeah. This fucking kid, dude.
What?
He's fucking passed out.
He's just always thinking about us going to happy hour and getting fucking boozed up.
Oh, yeah. You see it in his eyes.
He's salivating.
He's foaming at the mouth. This
fucking guy.
Not true.
We can't thank you enough. At Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube. We'll be back on Monday. Preview. Hey, that game. Fucking big.
Monday nighter.
That's big massive. Monday nighter. What was that, dude? Told you.
I put up the wrong screen.
He's fucking gone, dude. This guy's gone. He's what gone. Happened?
I just put up the wrong fucking screen. I do that all the time.
No, you don't. You're perfect.
You hadn't made a mistake in weeks, Mitt.
That's just so not true. It's just been highlighted more this week. I don't know why.
Because you were a fucking rising star, dude.
I messed up the camera a shit ton of times, and I kept getting complimented on how I was doing, and I was like, all right, yeah, you guys can keep saying it, but I do keep fucking up.
All right, we'll be back Monday. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Dad.